This is about your zombie nation. Hey, where did all those save peopleoids go? Yeah, you know, those types that have all the wiring inside their brains adhered together correctly with crazy glue and never panic when the little dark man wants to come out and play. You know, their judgment mundane, at times nauseating to perfection. Those that can sleep without Ambien, Valium, Percodan, heroin, whatever, have no clue what anxiety is and what the true feeling of impending doom or death is like. They don't want to talk about hate or loneliness. They have no brain misfires, but rather great coping mechanisms to deal with life or any such hidden imperfections. They sip Merlot as they lead a silent and quiet, deadly life of desperation. So you tell me, who's fucked up? I escaped the zombie nation some time ago without having to look back. I walked fast, yet swiftly, smooth, taking my complicated perplex. I can't diffuse my dilemma in the middle of the night because I can't sleep and the fucking pills don't work. You get that clear. They don't work. As far as I could, so I could be just me, mentally cluttered, confused, angry, paranoid, phobic, disconnected. Yeah, you know, like, disconnected, like when you're floating in a lazy, broken sea. You're being swallowed by a whole, big, enormous syringe, and it's giving you this great, very pleasurable, familiar numbness, and it magnifies this great aura. When I felt that, it overcame my head like a gigantic volcano. There it became exploding and misfiring, leaving an intoxicating veil in my brains. Wow, these euphoric elements were tickling me as I fell into an abyss of pure, fine charcoal gray of nothingness. And I was sober, totally. And a little bit of emptiness, then I began to feel like a half person pursued by my symbiotic other half. But instead I became distracted by a meaningless and fruitless conversation by a sinister bystander that just happened to be there, who began explaining to me unnecessary bits of information. I resisted the comments since they were distorting my thoughts further and making my skull feel thicker. I began to time trip, but all circuits were busy. I wondered, is that blissful state of numbness was going to last, or if my non-existent existence was going to become real? All I know is I'm out of the zombie world.